T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ross Tucker is a Radio.com Sports NFL insider. You can catch him every weekday from 7 to 10 on Home and Home. That's his new show that's out on Radio.com. He joins us now. Ross, what's going on, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Everything is
pretty
good.
Well. Appreciate you joining us.
Here in Memphis, obviously a big game tonight on Thursday Night Football. There was a tweet that I wanted to address, though, to start this segment. Adam Schefter had a report. He said, at the beginning of this week, an NFL team reached out to the league office and asked whether Jalen Ramsey could play Sunday for that team after he played Thursday for the Jaguars. And you tweeted in response that it was the Jags. Was it really the Jags, or are you making a joke here, Ross?
Oh, I'm making a joke. I'm making a joke. Because that, like, obviously, when anybody reads that a team called to see if he could play Thursday night and again Sunday, everyone's thinking about, okay, who are the teams that are playing Sunday that might want him to play for them or whatever. And I was just thinking how funny it would be if the Jags were thinking, you know what, let's try to get one more game out of this dude and then trade him to some other team, and maybe we can still get the trade value. Which, by the way, because he has said he's from Nashville, lives in Nashville. For whatever reason, he has said he's very interested in Nashville and Vegas. No matter where it is, the logic of him playing tonight, and then most reports seem to indicate there's a pretty good chance he'll get traded tomorrow. That is ridiculous. I mean, how stupid do you have to be if you're the Jaguars?
Yes.
And you already think that there's a pretty good chance that you're going to trade your best football player, for which, by the way, even just any team trading their best football player is pretty ridiculous. But let alone you're going to trade your best football player ostensibly to get assets in return, yet you're going to risk him into injury tonight? That makes no
sense.
The Jags aren't going anywhere this year. They know that. Everybody knows that. Why they would play him tonight if they're going to trade him is beyond me. Can you imagine what you guys tomorrow, what I'll be talking about on Home and Home tomorrow? Can you imagine if he gets hurt tonight?
I know.
Can you
even
imagine?
Yep. I'm with you. You can't do that. It'd be asinine, Ross.
Well, guess what? Evidently, that's what they're doing. So now, if you're the Jags, you almost like can't trade them tomorrow because you would just look so stupid for doing that. That maybe they'll keep them for another couple weeks, and maybe they'll feel like they'll get a better offer if they wait closer to the trade deadline. I mean, I really don't know. I just know they'll look galactically stupid if they play him in that game tonight and then trade him tomorrow.
I agree with you 100%. And just to throw another one, you're not going to trade him to a division rival, are you? You're not going to trade him to the Titans in the sense that you don't want Jalen Ramsey twice a year, do you? I mean, do you think about if they've got the best package, sure, but if it's close, you don't give him to the Titans, right?
If it's close, you definitely do not.
Okay.
If they blow you away, then you do.
That's
it.
When you
I can remember
go.
when I was in Buffalo. I mean, the Patriots traded Drew Bledsoe to the Bills because the Bills gave him the best offer.
Package.
And also, I don't think that Belichick was all that worried about Bledsoe. Now, I think that the Jags are probably pretty worried about Jalen Ramsey. But if it's the best package by a decent amount, I think they'll do it.
Trigger. Okay.
We are, of course, talking to Ross Tucker. You, of course, can always hear him 7 to 10 Central on Home and Home. That's his new show that's out on Radio.com. You can also search for it on the Radio.com app. Ross, Antonio Brown has got dropped by Nike And there was a report yesterday as well from Sports Illustrated reporter Robert Klimko that since they published that story on SI.com that four people have come forward with at least one of them saying they're going to file criminal charges that's not sex or debt related. How much can the Patriots withstand? How much bad press can the Patriots withstand before they have to cut bait with Antonio Brown?
A lot, because they don't seem to care.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They really don't. I think they almost, at this point, take pleasure in going against the court of public opinion or not bowing in to pressure. Here's what I don't understand, guys. They sign him. He is accused, and a lawsuit comes out against him for a very, very serious accusation. And we all know that the alleged victim is going to talk to the NFL on Monday. That was 4 days ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we all knew that was going to happen. Why they would make him active and play him in that game against the Dolphins last Sunday, when he'd only been there for a week, when they didn't need him against the Dolphins, it's just arrogance to me. Like, to me, guys, it would have been such an easy PR win for the Patriots to just make him inactive for the game. If they wanted to say, hey, we want to wait until the NFL tells us if they feel like the witness is credible, then do it. If they just wanted to say it's football reasons, they could have done it. But I just don't know why you would play him in a game when the alleged victim of a heinous crime is going to talk to the NFL about it for 10 hours the next day.
Mm. What about the Dolphins, Ross? What they're doing, they've been outscored 102-10. We know they're it certainly looks like it, too, that they're trying to lose games. I mean, you played the game. Isn't this dangerous? Isn't it different than NBA taking even in that? I mean, it's a violent game already in what you guys do. And you sit out there and you know, you put guys out there that are, you know, aren't ready or third or fourth, whatever you're doing, and you stand to put guys' careers at risk. How do you feel about it, sort of what Miami's doing?
Well, I am okay with the priority for the team being to try to build it so that there is sustained success in 2020 and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that part of it. What I think is weird about it is trading young guys like Laremy Tunsil and Minka Fitzpatrick that you'd think would be a part of the solution, right? Like, I get it. They know they're not very good, and they want to try to get a high pick, and they want to try to build it for 2020 and beyond. All right, I'm cool with that. But why aren't Laremy Tunsil and Minka Fitzpatrick part of the solution, part of 2020 and beyond? That's what's weird to me. I think that they would tell you that the package from Bill O'Brien of the Texans for 2 1s and a 2 for Laremy Tunsil was just too good to pass up.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly Laremy Tunsil walked in after he got traded and looked at the board and saw what they got for him and said, I would have traded me too. So supposedly that, I understand. And I think the thought process for Minka Fitzpatrick was he really wanted out. So if they're going to get a first-round pick from the Steelers after Big Ben's gone, and the Steelers might have a really high pick, they were willing to do that because Minka Fitzpatrick wanted out that badly. But that's the part of it I don't understand. And to your point about the players on the team, it's putting the head coach in a very difficult position. I mean, any head coach, you'd be in a tough spot. But especially a first-year head coach, because he has to go in front of that team and say, guys, I want you to lay it on the line.
Right.
I want you to risk injury and to play through pain to try to win games for this team when they're not trying to win games. You know what I mean? Like,
right. So who's going to believe in this? Right. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get guys that realize that they're starting NFL games. What they put out on tape affects their career.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have as long a career as possible. They want a gig in the league. They want, if it's not a situation where they get a new contract from the Dolphins, they want one somewhere else. Guys are going to play hard and play as well as they can
for
the money and because they're independent contractors, but it's not a good situation.
No, I'm with you.
We are, of course, talking to Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. You can catch him every weekday on Radio.com on Home and Home. I want to go back to Titans-Jags because this feels like a seminal moment for Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota. Just has not looked good 2 weeks of the season, certainly last week, 5.5 yards per attempt. Has he shown you anything, Ross, that gives you any kind of confidence that he is a franchise guy, a guy who is worthy of a big extension that inevitably anybody in his position would be getting after this year? Or, is this where, the Titans sort of part ways with him after this year?
Well, he clearly hasn't shown that yet. The question is, will he be able to do it by the end of the year? And I think it'll declare itself. I think here's the answer. At the end of the year, if you don't know for sure that you want to give him the extension, then you absolutely don't. Then you can't. If you don't know for sure at the end of this year that you want to give him that deal, then you got to let him move on, and you got to go with somebody else, whether it's Tannehill or whoever. Because at that point, you would have enough of a sample size with a different coordinator, with the whole season. But I would say right now the answer is no. I would not give him one of these big deals. I'd rather try to go to the draft and see if they can get someone better, because I'm not convinced he's even better than Tannehill. So if you can get a guy like Tannehill for not much money, why would you pay big money for Mariota?
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely a good question.
Makes sense to me.
Hey, Ross, we appreciate the time,
thank
as always,
this,
man. Thank you.
Of course, anytime, guys. Take care.
Yep,
you too.
He is Ross Tucker. Check him out on the radio.com app, Home and Home. You can hear him every morning, 7 to 10. And who knows? Maybe Jeffrey Wright will be on with him. Who knows?
John, they might as well call him Doug Moron. What did I tell you about playing Jalen Ramsey tonight if you intend on trading him?
Doug Moron. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Doug Moron.
Is that as smooth as you and some of yours?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.